So, good morning, everyone. I hope things are going well. This morning, I'm going to talk about curiosity. It's actually mostly a talk that I gave some years ago. I don't remember when. So, let me check my... Yeah. Did you know that there is a Mars rover named Curiosity? It was launched on November 26th, 2011, and landed successfully on Mars on August 5th, 2012. And it's still doing its scientific mission day after day. Currently, it's on Sol 3672. A Sol is a Mars day, which is a little bit longer than an Earth day. And over its lifetime, it's traveled over 18 miles in 11 years as it's been investigating the planet. It's driven past the Pahrump Hills. I noticed, I was recently driving to Death Valley. I noticed there's a Pahrump, Nevada. So maybe that's where that came from. It passed through the Murray Buttes and over the Vera Rubin Ridge. Vera Rubin was an American astronomer who did pioneering work on galaxies. And now the rover is going up Mount Sharp. On all of its wandering, it takes photos, some of them landscape photos and some of them close-ups of rocks and soil. And it has a tool to drill into the ground to analyze the composition of the rocks and the soil. So Curiosity, I was thinking, is a perfect name for the rover. It's exploring, wandering around this unexplored planet. I can just imagine the engineers at Caltech saying, you know, let's go look at that strange rock over there. Or what's it like inside that crater that we see on the horizon? Maybe the scientists operating it have a general route planned, but when they spot something interesting, the rover goes over to check it out. Some synonyms for curiosity: inquisitiveness, interest, inquiring, investigating, snooping. I like that last word, like snooping around your mind, your own mind. And the word curious has a Latin root word, cura, in it, meaning care. And I noticed when I looked it up, one of the archaic meanings of curiosity include made skillfully or done with attention to detail. So, for example, this carpenter made the chair with curiosity. It seems when we care about something, we show interest in it. Just as when we care about our own mental life, we show interest in that. Have you ever had the experience of walking down the sidewalk, down the street, and you see a small group of people all looking up at the sky in the same direction? Who can resist looking up there with them? In fact, it takes a conscious effort not to look up there. We are naturally curious. I wonder if there's some evolutionary benefit to being curious. I have heard that other mammals are curious. Dolphins will come over to check out your boat. Horses are curious. If you stand at a fence where horses are grazing, eventually one of them will come over to see what's going on, or maybe be curious as to what you have in your pockets. And cats are famously curious, sometimes to their downfall. We don't have to have a particular goal say, you know, for understanding what's going on, to be curious. In fact, we may be more curious when just being open to our experience without a particular goal or end in mind, as we often do in our meditation. In my own meditation experience, I have found that when I'm trying pretty hard, making a lot of effort, that prevents the quality of curiosity from arising. So curiosity naturally arises when we're not getting in the way, so to speak, when we give it space to do so. Here's a quote that I liked. I don't remember where I found it, but goes like this. That's because curiosity, a state of active interest or genuinely wanting to know more about something, creates an openness to unfamiliar experiences, laying the groundwork for greater opportunities to experience discovery, joy, and delight. I think curiosity is kind of non-linear. It's like a dog following its nose in a zigzag across a field. Once, some time ago, I was taking a long walk on the road near my house, and suddenly three big dogs came racing down a drive at me, and I felt a sudden rush of adrenaline. I raised my walking stick, took a step towards them, and lucky for me, they stopped and turned away. But then I remembered recently reading and hearing about hyperarousal and began checking out my own body. My heart rate was increased. I felt a tingling up both my arms, felt flushed in the face. In other words, my curiosity took over. I don't think you can make yourself be curious, just like you probably can't make yourself be patient. You can try, but eventually it won't work. However, it may be possible to cultivate curiosity, for example, within the context of our meditation, by allowing it to come up and choosing to follow, say, a new line of thinking. Curiosity can be an anchor, especially when we are under stress or feeling agitated. Say, I'm embarrassed remembering what I said yesterday to someone I just met. Why did I say that? I'm such an immature person. And so you start going around and around in your mind. But insert a little bit of curiosity. What am I doing here? What am I feeling? What does it feel like in my body? Where is this looping going? And so on. And you drop out of the obsessive thoughts, and it seems to have a calming effect. I've also found that it's difficult to be curious and judgmental or critical at the same time. If you're being self-critical or critical of others in your thoughts, if the thought arises, what's going on here? Is this always the way I react to this person? And getting into that space seems to take me out of this judgmental attitude. So I think curiosity has a way of calming when you are in a loop, you know, of thoughts that are discouraging or boring. So I'm going to stop there. Thank you for listening.